This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
So, as you may have heard, New York Mayor Eric Adams is launching a pilot program, $53 million, I believe, to give credit cards, debit cards, to migrant families. 450 migrants will be affected, 115 families, $350 a week. So the family will get $350 a week, courtesy of the city of New York. Now, the migrants have to sign an affidavit saying they'll only spend the funds on food, baby supplies, or they could lose access. Of course, they won't. Okay. I mean, you know, they can sign whatever they want. Once you give somebody a debit card, they're going to spend it on what they want to spend it on. That's it. They can go in and buy food and then sell the food out. You know, they can do anything they want. There's no supervision. So I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, when is this all going to end? And the answer is not until Joe Biden gets out of the White House, for sure. Did you know, I did not know this, but my staff researched it, that New York State's debt, and New York City is a large part of that, is $167 billion. That's how much this state owes. In the year 2000, 24 years ago, it was $79 billion. Now, I'm telling you that because when a state owes that much money, two things are likely to happen. The first is taxes have to go up. And New York is already the highest tax state in the union. And they can say, oh, we're going to tax the rich. There aren't that many rich. It's just not. They can slap all kinds of excise taxes on everybody who's got money. It's not going to come close. So the state, sooner or later, and nobody knows when, will become insolvent. I hold some bonds sold to me by New York State. I'm looking at those bonds now going, I don't know. If the state goes into bankruptcy, insolvency, which it very well might, because hundreds of thousands of high wage earners are leaving and businesses are leaving. Who wants to live in New York City now? No one, unless you have worked there. Okay? It's so dangerous and so out of control that I'm sorry, I hate to be pessimistic, but come on. So every single one of us who are New Yorkers are going to pay more in taxes. And it might not be income, but they're going to rise the sales tax. You wait till you see what happens. Everything you do, your driver's license, your car inspection, traffic tickets, everything is going to go up, 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 up. Meanwhile, the migrants are getting free money. Now, is that morally wrong? It's a very tough call. You're certainly hosing working people in New York, punishing them. But these are human beings who are very, very poor, these migrants. Yes, they broke the law. I have given a lot of money to the New York Archdiocese to help these migrants. I give it directly for projects. I don't give them cash or anything like that. It's a project that's going to help the poorest of the poor. And it can't be exclusive to migrants. It's got to be poor people in general. But I know migrants are involved. I give a lot of money, I mean a lot, to these charities, and the New York Archdiocese runs them. And I'm glad I give the money. It's one of the mandates of being a Christian. You've got to help the poor. You have to. If you don't, you're not a Christian. You get expelled. So I'm happy to do it, but I'm not happy that New York State and city is out of control. I think it's horrible what's happening here to our area. And the only thing, if you go to BillO'Reilly.com, you read my message of the day, the only thing that's going to stop it is the voter. That's it. You keep electing these far-left loons, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.